We're starting Simon Tess. Simon Tess is entitled Eze Begadim Chayav and Betzitzis, Veze Pturim Mitzitzis. Which Begadim are Chayav and which are Pater from Tzitzis? So some of the questions that we're gonna raise and discuss is the cotton versus wool Tzitzis. You go by Tzitzis, you know there's cotton and wool. Which one should one buy, or which one could one buy? We're going to discuss the famous or infamous fishnet tzitzis. Tomorrow, Simon Tess will take hopefully today and tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll talk about colored tzitzis. I don't know if we're going to get into tzitzis. I don't think we want to discuss that. And tzitzis made from non-kosher animals. Okay, so let's begin. So we start with Sif Aleph. Sif Aleph is a famous Machlokes Mechaber Amor, which really goes back to the Gemara, Machlokes Tanoim, Amoroim, Mishonim, Achronim. And Shulchan Aruch reads as follows. Ein chay betitzis min haTorah, ele bege pishtim, o shel tzemet richelim. The only bege that's chay betitzis min haTorah is either tzemet u pishtim, wool or linen. Aval, but big day, sharminim, ein chayovim betzitzis, ela midrabanim. Other materials are not chayovim betzitzis, ela midrabanim. Machaber holds, and the Mishnah Berurah is going to soon explain, that only a beggar made out of wool or linen is chayav betzitzis min haTorah. A beggar made out of anything else, silk, cotton, whatever else, would only be chayav midrabanan. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the source, it says from the Gemara, Mishnah Berurah Sifkach and Aleph, Kiditani Debei Rabbi Shmuel, we have a brice in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, from the base manager of Rabbi Shmuel, the Alfinim in the Goyim, we learned out from what was last week's Parsha in America, here we read Achrei Mos Kedosha, but there they read Tazriya Metzora, the Parabi Akos of Tzemer Upishtim, Av Kamakam Tzimei Beged, Hakavana Mitzemer Upishtim. You have the word beged that appears in a number of places. By Negoyim they specify Tzemer Upishtim, and therefore Tanya Rabbi Shmuel says whenever we require a beged, as we do by Tzitzis, beged means one of two materials, either Tzemer Upishtim, and that's it. Anything else is only going to be Midrabanan. Okay, now when we talk about tzemer, there are a lot of different things that are referred to as tzemer, as wool. Mishmur Sivkat and Beis tells us rechelim. I think rechelim is a sheep. Oh, elim zecharim. I think that's the male version of the rachel. Avashar kolaminim, but other materials could go on tzemer gmalim. If you have a camel fur, benotza shel izim, goat fur, goat hair, goat feathers, vashirim, silk, betzema harnevim, from an arnevim, from a rabbit, v'chein canvas, v'chol kagam ve'en v'chal tzemer u'fishtim, v'en ha'chayav and betzitzis, rak midrabanan. Those are only chayav and tzitzis midrabanan. Okay, this is the sheet. What?
Cannabis.
So,
yeah,
the Machaber holds like Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, this is the Rambam, this is the Rif, that the only thing Chayav and Tzitzis is Tzemer Upishtim. Kantim would only be Chayav Midrabanan. And Tzemer means sheep. So we have the same thing. Someone once came to me with a camel fur coat. You have to check it for Shatnez. So we have the same thing by Shatnez. Shatnez is Tzemer Upishtim, it's only Tzemer Rechelim. Camel wool is not called wool, and it's not a problem of Shatnez. It's
like a problem like that when I'm not
married. Yep. Okay, so now Mishnah Berurah Sifkot, we're not going to read every single word of the Mishnah Berurah. We're going to do highlights, and one can do homework on. The continuation of the Mishnah Berurah discusses the yichus of the sheep. What's the father, what's the grandfather, we're not going to get so technical. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Gimel, it's only Midrabanan, what's the difference is Midrabanan and Daraisa. So Mishnah Berurah brings down a few nafkaminas from Prima Gadim, Prima Gadim brings down a few more. Mishnah Berurah says, after Tzarech Levarech on Mitzvah Shem Midrabanan, even if it's only Midrabanan, it's still a Mitzvah, you still make a bracha on Mitzvah Midrabanan, and the Gemara lays out by Hanukkah, Gemara and Shabbos. And what this is, the first one, which is most relevant, the Yosef Rory Lassus Beged, Yosef Minatora. If I wear a wool Beged, I'm Yosef Minatora. If I only wear a can Beged, I'm only getting a mitzvah midrabana. And therefore, better to fulfill a mitzvah daraisa than a mitzvah derabana. The second one gets it, the suffix derabana lekula, suffix deraisa lechumra. Okay, so the sheet is machaber from the Rif and the Rambam, Tan de Rabbi Shmuel, that the only bag of chayav in Pittis is Tzemer Upishtim. The Ramah tells us, V'yesh Omrim, the Kulu chayav amid Araisa. The Hochi Helchasa, the Ramah disagrees with the machaber. The Ramah passes like Tosis in the Rosh. This comes from Rava in the Gemara. Rava has a stira. The Pasuk says, Hakanaf, we learn that Hakanaf min Kanaf, that the Tzitzis have to be made out of the same material as the Beged. But the pasuk also says Tamaru Pishtim. By Shatnis, the Shatnis is connected to the Tzitzis. So Rava tells us, so really any Beged, as long as it's referred to as a Beged, okay, leather is not called a Beged, so Masi's Parsha, O Beged, O Or, Beged and Or are two separate things. We'll talk about synthetic in a minute. So you have to make the Tzitzis the same material as the Beged. That's what we learn from Hakanaf. Oh, but it says Tzemer Upishtim. So there's a mahalach, but the Poshet mahalach for Sif Aleph is that if I have cotton tzitzis, they go on a cotton beged. But at the same time, Tzemer Upishtim is, I forgot what it's called, with the blood, the universal donor. You can put Tzemer Upishtim theoretically on any beged. I have a cotton beged, I can put on wool strings. And that's what's done with Isa. You go get your cotton beged, it has wool strings. Oh, very good. So according to the Ramah, it's just as good. So it would seem Ashkenazim should follow the Shulchan Aruch, and Sephardim should follow the Shulchan Aruch. They should perhaps require, or if they want to get the mitzvah d'oraisa, they should have tzemer or pishtim, and Ashkenazim can use anything because all the cotton is no different. Go, let's see the mechabes. Mishmuras, hold on. Let's see. Mishmuras, melech, sukkot, and dal. The Poskim Karava, the Rava Rami, Rava raises the directive, Al Tzitzis HaKanaf, Mashma Min Knaf. As long as it's the same material, it's okay. Perish, I feel Enosh HaTzemer Upishtim. Mekamakam, you are Tzitzis Mimina Beged. The Tzitzis have to be the same material as the Beged. So you have a cotton Beged, you have cotton Tzitzis. Uksid Lo Silva Shatnis, don't wear Shatnis, Tzerum Er Upishtim Yachtav. What's Shatnis? It's Tzemer, wool and linen together. Gdidin Tasalacha. Now, the word mehem does not appear in the pasuk. Mishmur hated the word mehem, but we have a connection between shatnez and tzitzis. Gedilim tatzelachah, you should make tzitzis, and we learn how to make tzitzis from the same material that you have shatnez with tzemer upishim. Okay, tzad. Well, you just said min knaf, so whatever the knaf is, that's how you make the tzitzis. So if I have a cotton beged, I have cotton tzitzis. So why is he singling out tzemer upishim? So Rava tells us, okay, tzad, tzemer upishim, pochin, bein, b'minan, bein, shalom, b'minan. If I have a wool beged, I put on wool tzitzis. But if I have a cotton beged, I can also put on wool tzitzis. But let's say I have cotton strings, shaminin, b'minan, pochin, shalom, b'minan, ena, pochin. Cotton strings can only go on a cotton beged. But wool strings can go on any beged, and pishtim, linen strings can go on any beged as well. We'll see, wool can't go on linen, linen can't go on wool nowadays because that would be shatnez. Tying it together is also shatnez. Umachriya Ramah Kedeazu. So the Ramah Paskin is like this opinion of Rabbah. Shekein Sviru L'Rabbah Achronim, that's the opinion of most Achronim, that you can wear any beged chayim in Torah, and you put on tzitzis either the same tzitzis, the same material, the strings should be the same material as the beged, or you could put on wool, or you could put on linen. Kirava Lidrosh Minkna, Ushma Minat the Kominay Beggar Chaiminatora. Any type of beggar is Chaiminatora Betzitzis. Via Mimina Beggar. It should be from that, from the same material, or you could use the universal strings, which is wool, or linen. And the Ramah concludes the Hochi Hilchasa. Okay? So again, it would seem like Ashkenazim is not relevant. You can put on cotton is no different than wool, according to Rambam. Now maybe here the Mishabura throws a slight curveball. He says, Yari Shemayim, Yachmir Latzmo, Yari Shemayim, should be Machmir and himself, Lord Bushel, there, Rishona, to worry about the first opinion, the meaning of the Machaber. He has a Talis Shal Temer, he should have Dafka, a wool beget. Kadesh is Chayim and Tzitzis Minatora, Lukule Yama. So that he'll be Chayim and Tzitzis Minatora, according to everyone, even according to the Machaber. Vidachon, she has a Minatas Godo, Minatas Koto, Shal Temer. Okay, so even though it seems, according to Ramah, there's no difference. It seems, according to Ramah, there is no difference between man and wool. But the Mishabura tells us that a Yari Shemayim should worry about the first opinion, the minority opinion of the Rishon Lava and the Shulchan Aruch, and we're a beggar of Temer and Biyotze Min HaTorah, according to all the Shittas. Now,
the Benachon is coming off of that. Meaning, you can say maybe only Talos Gobel should be there, and Talos Katana.
Benachon, she has said, Mina Talos Gobel, Mina Talos Katana Shulchan. Okay, let's see. Okay, now it is well known that the Vilna Gaon himself wore a cotton beggar.
In the summer, no.
No, in the winter. The Vilna Gaon wore a cotton beggar. The question is why. So here is the big machlokes between, let's say, Rosh Hashanah Zalman and Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Rosh Hashanah Zalman says, this is what I always heard, that there's no riot from the Vilna Gaon because he sat all day with his talis and tefillin, so he wore a wool baguette. Now, in the Bir HaGroa, he passes like the, he goes with the Rama. But he wore all day his talis and tefillin. His talis gadol was wool, so that he had the mitzvah d'oraisa l'kulei alma. No, he wanted to get the mitzvah d'rabbanan according to the Machaber. And therefore, dafka, fulfill the d'oraisa and the d'rabbanan. But that has no relevance to us, because most of us don't sit all day with the talis, and therefore the fact that the grud didn't mean nothing for us. However, Chaim Kanievsky says from the Chazon Ish, the Chazon Ish himself also wore cotton, and Chaim Kanievsky says from the Chazon Ish, the reason the grud wore cotton was to emphasize that the halacha is like the Rama and not like the Machaber. So if that's the point, so then we Ashkenazim feel free to follow the opinion of the Rama, and there'd be no difference between cotton and wool.
The other thing is, despite the fact that Shibura clearly says the Yerushalayim.
Right, the Mishabura clearly says Yari Shemayim. Okay, but you see that the Chazon Ish and the Reb Chaim and the Stipler, they weren't cotton. Beged, I'm not telling anyone what to do, but one has definitely have on what to rely. Now there's another mahalach in the Chazon Ish, and that is that in Bnei Brak in the summer it's extremely hot. And if you're wearing a beged that you don't want to be wearing whatsoever, and it doesn't help you, it just hurts you, and it's annoying, so it does not have a din beged, does not have a shade beged, because it's not chayav and tzitzis at all. Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman disagree with that mahalach. They say, no, even if it's annoying, and even if you don't want to wear it, you're just doing it for the mitzvah, so it's a din beged, and you fulfill the mitzvah, and you make a bracha.
But I don't think it's me, isn't there? It's not going to get to me, it's
also okay.
It's okay? Yeah. Or that's the whole unit about wearing when you play sports.
Now, there's all discussion about synthetic materials. Synthetic means it was somehow created in a lab or some sort of chemicals. Nylon. What's
nylon?
Petroleum?
Yeah. Nylon.
So, Ramosha holds that it's not high. I once took a Hatzalah credit, Purim Hatzalah costume to Rav Stern, because I was concerned maybe it was time to. So this was part of Rav Stern's mouth.
What did they give up for me?
So Rav Moshe holds that the synthetic material is all putter. And Rav Shlomo Zalman and others differentiate. Now, I don't know how they make this stuff, but apparently there's two ways of making certain clothing. You can weave it or sew it, or you can somehow, like, just press it, whatever that means. Yeah, press it. Okay.
Felt all the time. When you have most sweaters today are acrylic, right? Which is a synthetic material, right?
Okay.
But it's still woven. It's still material, right? But like something like a solid costume, right?
Yeah.
Which is just like, you know, it's one piece of thing.
So the Moshe says all the synthetic is but it's not a baguette. And the Shlomo Zalman is machalik. If they took some synthetic material and they cut it down into threads and then they wove it, then it will be chayav. But if they just pressed it, then it would be
shlach to actually woven it.
So I don't know. So I recently had a student wearing fishnet tzitzis, and for 2 years straight, I'm telling him he's lo matin lo. He should get a better pair, normal pair of tzitzis.
And he worked in green for the
cotton pair of tzitzis. No. And I took it to a big bozik in Yerushalayim, and I asked him, "What's the story with these tzitzis? You know what the fishnet is?" So he did not want to say. He did not want to give a blanket sock, you know, it's puzzle shape, you can't make a brach on it. All he said was, you should get a different pair of tzitzis. So finally I confiscated his tzitzis. Hopefully he bought another pair. Okay. Yeah. Look back at Sif Katan Beis. So the Machaber tells us that only wool is chayim in the Torah, and wool means tzemer v'chelim, and the Mishmur has elim, male, female, goats. But there are other types of wools that are referred to sheep. I'm sorry, sheep. Male, female, sheep. So then the Machaber, the Mishabur is Machalik between different types of tzemer. There's a tzemer out there. And the examples he gives is camel and rabbit. And later on, the Machaber talks about silk, which comes from a silkworm. So these come from non-kosher animals. So by tefillin, it's clear, the discussion why, the Pasuk says, L'matia Torah Hashem b'ficha, the tefillin have to be written on something that is mutter b'ficha, that you're allowed to eat, on a kosher animal. It can be the male's shavus, but it has to be, the type of animal has to be a kosher animal. Then we have, the Gemara says, from Yosef, I forgot from whom, L'hukshru l'melecha shemayim ela tahor. From melecha shemayim, that's referring to the Mishkan, you need to be from a kosher animal. The Gemara says, well, why do I need two different imudim? I have min ha-mutter b'ficha, has to be something that's mutter, why do I need also to tell me, L'hukshru l'melecha shemayim ela tahor. So the Gemara differentiates between klav, it's written on that, that's the words, that's l'man tia tos Hashem b'ficha, min ha-mutter b'ficha. And the other mahalach, that the only thing that's kosher from Lecha Shemayim is kosher animals, that's for the Ritzuos. Okay? So tefillin, any part of the tefillin has to come from a kosher animal, period. Now, the Ran wants to extend this to a shofar. And he has a mahalach, he's not 100% convinced, but the Ran is leaning towards saying that a shofar has to come from a kosher animal. And there are more apostles like that in Shulchan Aruch and Tav Kuf Pei Vav. A chauffeur from kosher has to come from a kosher type of animal.
Or anyway, is a problem.
Okay, fine. But if it's from a non-kosher animal, it's possible, says Rama.
Even if it's from a chaya.
A non-kosher animal. Let's not get into all the tough poop paper of the rough. Non-kosher animal, the Rama says it's possible based on this Ram. The Mishmur over there says it's not kosher at all. Even the Ram himself, which is the Makar, is not 100% convinced because that Gemara over there doesn't really have a conclusion that discusses the Melech HaShemayim. And the Mishmur basically says that if a person is in a concentration camp and all he gets hands on is a non-kosher animal, it's not like taking a lemon for an Esau. He should do it because it could be, he will be Yotzei. To do without a bracha, and then if he later gets a kosher shofar, he should do it again without a bracha. Maybe it's already Yotzei. As basically a suffix shakur. But here you see in tzitzis from the Machaber later on with the silk, and over here with the camel and the never, you see that it sounds totally fine.
No, but here he's talking about the pig, he's not about the tzitzis.
I think which is
Machaib in the tzitzis,
not the. Here he's talking about the baguette, okay, but then if I use this baguette, these are the Rabbanans, if I use this baguette, then I. Right?
You
can
put on
enough, and I would use the same, the tzitzis from the same place. Okay, good. Maybe that's a demodaic from the meshi. Because here, in Sif Gimel, where they talk about the silk, meshi, the beged meshi. There it's clearly the tzitzis. Okay, it could be over here that he would say, it's just the beged, and therefore, okay, but tzitzis, it seems like it's okay.
Yeah, you have a rabbit
begging. Well, I'm saying yes. Very Felder saying that my geek from the Mishapur is not a good geek because the Mishapur doesn't say that explicitly. He just talks about the begging. He's not referring to the street. He's not referring to the street. Okay, I hear. So, what's the difference between, there seems to be, so there are those that say, look at Pesach Tshuva, he brings down some who want to say that maybe in fact you should use only tzitzis from a torture animal. But it's definitely not agreed upon by everybody, and it seems like tzitzis from a non-kosher animal would be okay. Why is it different than a villain, and why is it different than a shofar?
Talking about the beggar or the
shofar? About the string.
Strings.
Even the strings. Yeah. So the Prima Gadim is machalek between Tashmishei Kedusha and Tashmishei Mitzvah. The Tefillin are Tashmishei Kedusha, the Tzitzis are Tashmishei Mitzvah. Now, a shofar is also Tashmishei Mitzvah. So it's not Tashmishei Kedusha, Tashmishei Mitzvah, use it for a mitzvah. But when the Gemara has a whole discussion about using certain types of shofaros, anyway, the Gemara says when you blow a shofar, it's like you're inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And therefore they want to say the extension of, even though it's technically Tashmishei Mitzvah, not Tashmishei Kedusha, but because the Gemara says it's because if Naiv Lif Nimdami, therefore it's like a Tashmishei Kedusha, and therefore it should be kosher. And so interesting, Mahalik with Aruch HaShulchan by Shofar, I don't know if it could be applied here, I think it can, you'll yell at me if you can't. So the Aruch HaShulchan in Tav Kuf Pei Vav over there says like this. Whenever you have a mitzvah that has to come from an animal, and only an animal, it has to come from a kosher animal. A shofar has to come from a kosher animal. No, hold on. Not shofar. Tefillin has to come from an animal, it has to be a kosher animal. Now, you could say the same thing by the shofar. When it doesn't need to come from an animal, let's say the walls of the sukkah. Can I use a non-kosher animal for the walls of the sukkah? Yes, I believe there's a Mishnah or Gemara that says,
peel.
You can use an elephant for the wall of your sukkah. Why? Because the wall of the sukkah made from wood, sticks and stones, it can be made from anything. So, non-kosher animal is not worse than sticks and stones. So, I was thinking maybe you can say the same thing over here. Tzitzis does not have to come from an animal. It can come from, Torah can come from fish, it can come from the flax, or linen. So therefore, a non-kosher animal perhaps is not any worse than coming from the flax, perhaps. I know this is, I made it up. Thank you. I'll leave it. When you need to come from an animal, they're talking about shofar.
Fish that you don't like to pick.
Say again?
Fish that you don't like
to pick. So here, it doesn't have to come from an animal at all. So the non-kosher animal would not be any worse than the Mishnah. The Aruch HaShulchan just talked about shofar. I guess he explains the Ramah. I don't remember. He's explaining the Ramah. He's explaining the Ramah that you need a kosher animal. And that's a cover man. That's a cover kosher animal. Sukkah. I don't know. The Aruch HaShulchan, this Aruch HaShulchan Tav Kuf Pei Vav. I didn't see. I don't know. I didn't go through all the Aruch HaShulchans. I didn't see them. Okay, so that would be... So tefillin needs to be from a kosher animal, either because the pasuk says, "Manti atoras Hashem b'ficha," has to come from something that is mutter b'ficha, you're allowed to eat. That's agreed upon by Israel. Hold on, because of Gemara that also says, "Lahokshu l'malecha shemayim el tahor," and that is for other parts of the tefillin that are not written upon. First, the Gemara wants to say, "Batim, batim at the shin," maybe the shin is shem Hashemayim, shem Hashem. So the Gemara concludes that it's a ritual. So the tefillin seems to have to come from a kosher animal. The shofar, the Ran suggests, has to come from a kosher animal. The Ramah passes like that very stark. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't like it and says, obviously it's better, but it's a suffix. And he wouldn't say that it's possible. It's a suffix. And tzitzis, the Mahalik seems to be, I don't think it's the best thing to have, camel tzitzis. But it seems to be that everyone would agree that it's kosher. Maker Adin. It might be an Indian not to do it, but Maker Adin, it would be kosher. Okay. Now, within this is more for slip days, but within the Shittas, I have a couple of minutes left. When I was reading through these Mishnah Berurahs, I was a little bit troubled, because the Mishnah Berurah hangs the Mechaber on a Tana de Beri Bishmah, which is a Tana. When the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Ramah, he hangs that on Rava. Now, Rava can't go against a universally accepted Tanahidic opinion. And the Gra is bothered by this. In the Bira Gra, It's interesting that the Mishnah Berurah lays it out this way. But when the Bir Agra discusses it, I think that's the question he's asking. He doesn't usually ask the questions, he just answers them. If you play Jeopardy with the Gra, I think that's what the Gra is asking. And then the Gra goes on to give a bunch of Marmakomas, Menachos, and Shabbos, and Mini of Yavamas, where there are Shitas in the Tanaim themselves who hold like Rava. For whatever reason, Rava gets credit, but the Shita preceded Rava, therefore it's a Machlokes Tanaim. I believe it's even two opinions within Tanaim of Rabbi Shmuel. There's two Tanaim of Rabbi Shmuel, and one has the Mahalik of the Machaber, that in our Torah, only Tamar Upishni is Chayef Tzitzis. The other has Mahalik of the Ramah, of Rava, and they cannot, if it's a Katan Begin, you put a Katan Tzitzis and everything's okay. Why does it mention Tamar Upishni in the context of Tzitzis? That's to tell me that Tamar Upishni is somewhat universal. Tomorrow we'll see, it's not so partial, but that you can put Tamar on Katan, and that's what we do, the Maisa. Someone has a Katan Begin, the Tzitzis themselves on Tamar. Tamar is universal, can be used on any Begin. In theory, the Pishim can also be used on any Begin. We'll see tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem, that because of different Shatner's concerns, we discourage the use of flax.
Even flax on flax.
Or linen, I should say. You know, flax
even linen on linen.
We'll see that tomorrow. Okay, thank you for coming. Come again.
Yeah.
Who's going to call Washington?